It is primetime action here on VSiN and MSG Plus. I'm Jeff Parles, Adam Candy, Danielle Alvari, Ben Wilson. The gang's all here on an NBA Draft Thursday, about a month later than he usually is here on July the 29th. The fans are there in Brooklyn. Oh, it does not look fun outside the arena tonight, Adam Candy, but inside the arena, everyone's well dressed, and you're just trying to figure out what outfits you could rock here, Adam Candy.
No, it's more a question, Jeff, of which ones I couldn't. I get to look at them and I think to myself, yup, maybe. I haven't had a no quite yet, though.
Again, if you're looking to bet the draft tonight, you still get your props to DraftKings, still up there for at least for another few minutes. The first overall pick, second overall pick, third overall pick markets are gone. But let's face it, those markets weren't really bettable by today. Cade Cunningham, massive favorite, nearly minus 50,000 by the end while the market was still live to go number one to Detroit. We already know he's going number one to Detroit. Jalen Green expected to go number two. Evan Mobley expected to go number three. Jalen Suggs currently a minus 700 favorite to go number four. Scotty Barnes currently a minus 475 favorite to go number five, Adam. So this is one of those. We use the cliched phrase, the draft starts at X pick this tonight. Starts at number six.
That it certainly appears to, Jeff. Remember last night we were talking about the draft exactas at the 1-2-3, and you could still bet about minus 300 or so on that 1-2-3 of Cade Cunningham, Jalen Green, and Evan Mobley. And it became so solidified today that it's completely off the board. And if you have two screens going right now, one with us and one with the NBA draft, first of all, good choice. Second of all, I want you to think about something here if you're a fan of Breaking Bad. Jeff, what do you think? Adam Silver looks like Gus Fring. I see it. Totally see it.
Ben?
Can't bet on it.
Ben's the bigger Breaking Bad fan of the two of us.
It's a stretch, but there's a little resemblance there. I think it's more in the mannerisms.
Fair enough.
I definitely get a mannerisms vibe out of him.
Well, the draft starts with the Oklahoma City Thunder, as we mentioned. And what will be really interesting, Jeff, try to figure out some draft positions when it comes to the Thunder, is that Sam Presti and company have all the picks in the world. They can do just about anything they want to do here tonight. They don't seem to have a lot of impetus to try to move up, though. It seems like that they're going to hang with that pick at six and maybe make some moves later.
They have roughly 50,000 draft picks over the next 10 drafts. That's just my estimate, Adam.
50,000.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to get a
breakdown. They'll have every player in the league plus a couple thousand. No, but Oklahoma City, again, multiple first-round picks tonight, and the first one at six. James Bouknight seems to be the guy who is linked right now to OKC at number six based off the betting markets.
And we've seen that number move a lot in the last few days with the position moving to 6.5 on Bouknight, a guy who has probably been the biggest riser that we've seen. Injured a lot of the year for Connecticut, and I think that ended up kind of holding him back until we got into workout phase and he could really show off his skill set. And then we get to the Warriors right after at number seven, and again, we talked to Adam Stanko about this. We heard from some folks over the last few days who've said that there is not consensus on Kuminga at seven, but it does appear that that's the most likely place for Jonathan Kuminga to go, is to the Golden State Warriors at number seven.
And also, too, like Adam said, playing in the backyard, basically, of Golden State with those with that Walnut Creek select team there in the G League. By the way, some breaking baseball news. That is more comedic more than anything, guys. Hector Santiago, who has been the only player who has been ejected and suspended for violating the foreign substance rules, Hector Santiago just got an 80-game suspension for PEDs. So a job well done just going right into the whole thing there, Adam Candy.
The thing is, if you're going to cheat every way you can. What would be the sense in just cheating a little? Cheat every possibility.
Cheat better.
He certainly didn't do that, Danielle. He did not cheat. He did not cheat better. So there you go. Mariners see one of their arms go down.
Yeah, I don't know how much that really hurts the Mariners bullpen. But yes, the only player suspended for foreign substances now goes down 80 games for PEDs for Hector Santiago. of the Seattle Mariners, as you are live here on VSiN and MSG Plus on primetime action on an NBA draft night here on the last Thursday of July. I'm Jeff Parles, Adam Candy, Danielle Alvari, Ben Wilson. We're all here. Before we hop in to some NFL talk here, Cade Cunningham's going to go number one overall. The markets are obviously off the board. He was minus 50,000 anyway to go number one. It's already locked in. We know he's going number one, Adam. To take the betting cap off for a second here, Cunningham was great in the regular season for Oklahoma State last year. And then people watched him in the NCAA tournament. He arguably had his two worst games of the season in the NCAA tournament against Liberty and Oregon State. I don't care about those two games. He's clear-cut, by far, the best player in this draft and is going to make an immediate impact for Detroit and at least give Detroit an opportunity with a few good moves this offseason to at least fight for that 8 seed in the Eastern Conference.
I'm going to take the betting cap, Jeff, and put it right back on.
Please.
Because in the second half of Big 12 season, Cade Cunningham made me some money with Oklahoma State because the market was very slow to come around on how well Oklahoma State played down the stretch, and that was in large part because of the development of Cade Cunningham. Look, here's a guy who was expected to be the number one pick coming into the season, and by, I would say, January, really started to look the part. And if you think about the amount of improvement he made from the beginning of his freshman season to the end of his freshman season, then I don't think there's a lot of question about why he's the number one pick in the draft.
No, and look, I agree with you on the making money for us. Oklahoma State, you're right, the market never really reacted. And look, they were the last team to beat Baylor. They beat them in Kansas City in the Big 12 semifinal before falling to Texas in the Big 12 title game. Didn't really go well at the NCAA tournament for either a Big 12 championship finalist. Of course, it went a lot better for the team that lost in the semis there, the Baylor Bears. All draft bets are off the board right now. So if you're looking to play this, you're going to be looking for some potential in-game markets. And remember, DraftKings did a few for the NFL draft this past NFL draft, Adam.
And according to the ESPN broadcast, not that there's much mystery as to who it is, but Detroit has submitted its pick, which will be Cade Cunningham.
It will be Cade Cunningham. So we'll tell you when it officially happens in about a minute and a half from now. But Danielle, we have some NFL chatter to get to here.
Yeah, so you can actually bet on which team each of these teams will lose to first. So let's start with the Jaguars here. Beat first.
Freudian slip there.
Yeah. I was just looking at the Jaguars and the Texans here, and it just came out. So who will the Jaguars beat first? They have the Texans in week one. That's the favorite here, minus 150. Then they have the Broncos after that at plus 350. Cardinals week three, 6-1. Week four, they'll face the Bengals, 8-1. What do you guys think? Who will be their first team that they beat? Is it the Texans?
So for their sake, you hope it's the Texans, because if you lose, and again, it's been so odd at Texans training camp so far. Deshaun Watson has been there, but he's basically going at 10th speed and doing nothing. Tyrod Taylor, Davis Mills really getting the bulk of the real action in training camp. So who knows who's actually going to play quarterback week one for Houston. But for Jacksonville's sake here, look, the only choices to me are the first four. They're not going to start 0-4. Because if they start 0-4, they're looking at a season where they might go 2-15. That's how bad it could get pretty quickly. I'm not interested in laying $1.50, though, which is the money line on your traditional game money line for the game against Houston week one. So I guess if you're going with a little bit of value, I guess you go with the Broncos at plus 350 because it's a home game, Denver traveling across the country, maybe. But you're just better off at that scenario, just taking Houston on the money line week one and then flipping around and taking Jacksonville as a home dog week two.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. The only way I could see it, Jeff, is if you really believe that they're going to
be really bad.
First 2 weeks. Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You believe they're going to lose the first 2 weeks, then I think you could make me a case pretty easily that they actually would have a better shot at picking off Arizona than Denver.
Okay.
I think that Denver defense is going to give Trevor Lawrence problems in week two, whereas Arizona, they could see that getting into a shootout and potentially going that way, but I like your way better.
Cade Cunningham is officially a Detroit Piston. He is the first overall pick in the NBA draft. If you laid the closing price of minus 50,000, congratulations. You have a winner with Cade Cunningham, who is now officially a Detroit Piston.
No shock there.
No,
nothing
not
exciting
at all.
Yet. Nothing exciting yet. So let's talk about the Jets. That's something exciting. What about the Jets? Who will be the first team that they beat? So where will the Jets get their first win here? So the Panthers, that's who they face in week one, plus 175. Then the Patriots at plus 210. The Broncos at 5-1. And the Titans plus 650. Just to there. What do you think? Initial thoughts.
Jeff, I don't know about you, but I adore the idea of Atlanta at 11-1 here because
I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
Because realistically, I don't know how big any of the money lines would be on the Jets coming into that game, right? I don't know that you're going to see enormous numbers against the Jets, maybe against Tennessee.
So let's look at this here. The first four games are the first four listed on there. Carolina, with their about a 4-3.5 point road dog, plus 175, about right. I wouldn't be shocked if that closes 4.5, 5. I know 5's a dead number, but I think a lot of people are going to buy into the Sam Darnold narrative. And I would imagine Darnold will look very good in the preseason because he's going up against lesser defenses and defenses that are trying to figure themselves out. Adam, the big question I have for you, and this is just going through game-by-game predictions that I have. I have the Jets winning week two at home against New England. So the big question mark here is, what is that number going to be week two against New England? They're probably it all depends on what the Patriots look like in week one. They play Miami at home. If New England loses at home to Miami, I'm not so sure I actually would want that bet still in my pocket of the Jets having their first win against New England. But if New England takes care of business, beats Miami week one, the Jets lose at Carolina week one, I'm not sure I'm even getting plus 210 on a week two money line with New England. So with the Jets against New England, I should say. So that would be an angle I would potentially look at.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. We've seen very little from Cam Newton to believe that Cam Newton is going to be a capable quarterback for New England this year. That being said, Bill Belichick against the rookie quarterback in week two, boy, that would be something I'd have a hard time with. Jeff, when you put your hands on your head like that, I usually assume you either just lost a huge bet or something crazy happened.
This is very bad news for teams in baseball if this happens. Jeff Passan just coming out with a big potential bomb here at the trade deadline. The Dodgers are making significant progress on a deal that would send them not only Max Scherzer.
Wait for it.
It would also send him Trey Turner as well for a, quote, prospect-laden return, which may mean the entire Dodger farm system goes to Washington when this is all said and done. But, look, earlier in the day, Adam, it looked like the Padres were in the driver's seat to get Max Scherzer. And if this were to happen, if Scherzer and Turner would go to the Dodgers, first off, those future odds to win the World Series would get to a out-of-control shortness. And probably properly so. And B, if you're an NL team looking at this, and this could potentially happen, you are just doing my reaction of putting your hands on your head and like, what just happened to all of us here?
I don't want to hear anybody giving the Yankees crap about being the evil empire when deals like this are going down, Jeff. Max Scherzer and Trey Turner going to the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Not done yet. Still in the progress stage, but the fact that 2 hours ago looked like Scherzer was going to San Diego and now this is well in play is quite the flip from what we would have expected earlier today.
That is really hard to get your head around. And the first thing that makes me think is the health of Corey Seager is not a good thing for the Los Angeles Dodgers because they'd have a lot to figure out there if they had both those guys on the roster. A good problem to have, of course. But look, Max Scherzer, we've talked about, is the biggest difference maker that could go anywhere at the deadline. Jeff, I think from a betting perspective, the trick is, though, the Dodgers were already so short that it's hard to get them much shorter with these acquisitions.
Well, you can get them shorter than 2-1. They haven't been there yet this year. It could get there, even though, again, they lost to the Giants again today and lost back-to-back series to San Francisco and are three games out of the NL West crown. And also, too, keep in mind also, Mookie Betts on the IL earlier this week. Trey Turner has played outfield in his career. So, and maybe a little bit of hedge on Seager not being back. Again, he's been out for a long time now. And maybe if Mookie Betts is out a little longer than the Dodgers would hope, you could slide Turner into the outfield.
Ken Rosenthal is putting the brakes on it, but puts a little bit of cold water in there by saying deal is not done. Hurdles remain So
I think that would be very simple of, Max, do you want to go to Los Angeles or not?
Well, how about this? Second report we've seen today of close on a Max Scherzer trade. Is Mike Rizzo playing this thing perfectly, or is Mike Rizzo playing this thing perfectly? Because he might have all these teams bidding against each other right now. He might have the Dodgers upping the ante with the Trey Turner situation after the deal with the Padres was leaked out there. So who knows how much might end up getting spent to get Max Scherzer, and who knows, maybe Trey Turner as well, as I believe we have another pick in the draft.
Yes, now. The second overall pick is in. The Houston Rockets do take Jalen Green. So if you got on Jalen Green early, as high as plus 175, you did very well here. It closed over $6 on minus 675 final close on Green to go number two. And Jalen Green, who was with the G League a year ago, Adam, is a Houston Rocket now.
Let me tell you what. I look at the Jalen Green situation and Evan Mobley being right behind him. And maybe I am just dreaming on this with Evan Mobley, but I wonder if this is one of those deals we're going to look back on a year or two later and say, wow, how did Evan Mobley go number three in this draft?
It looks like also all of it's happening at once here now, guys. Shams Charania, of course, from The Athletic, now reporting the Wizards and Lakers deal seems to be complete. The Wizards will send Russell Westbrook to the Lakers along with second-round picks in 2024 and 2028. 2028, kid not even high school yet. And the Lakers will send Kuzma, KCP, Montrezl Harrell, and number 22 the other way to the Wizards. So all of it happening within about 3 minutes here, Adam.
Fun night to be on, guys. It's a fun night to be on. Dodgers look like they're making a big move, and now we get down to the more interesting parts of this draft, huh? Like, there's a few more from Shams here, right? So there's some twos moving as well from Washington. Anyway, when do you think we see something that's a surprise here, Jeff, in the draft?
Because in the draft?
It feels like the first seven or so are faded right now.
I'm still not buying Book Knight going six. Okay. Still not buying that. And look, it makes sense why Oklahoma City would like him. They really need a guy who's just a bucket getter, and Book Knight is that. But I don't know. We saw him at – I mean, he was really good at Connecticut, but I don't see top six pick good in anything we saw from James Book Knight as his time as a Husky. So six is – again, it's Oklahoma City. It's a team that, again, has just traded assets to get as many draft picks as humanly possible. Also, too, at Oklahoma City, Chris Mannix of SI, who is well-connected in Boston, obviously. Kemba Walker was traded from Boston to OKC earlier this offseason. And it sounds, according to him, the rumblings of Kemba Walker could be on the move tonight for Oklahoma City. So maybe that's another one of those packages where someone wants to move up to six and say, hey, you can have six, but you got to take Kemba's bloated contract, Adam.
How about this from John Heyman?
Go ahead.
Right now, the Cubs and the Mets are discussing a Chris Bryant deal.
Okay.
Not the first we've heard of this, potentially, but could include Zach Davies as well going back to the Mets as they search for pitching depth. What do you think about Chris Bryant in New York?
Well, this has been rumored for about a month now. As soon as the Cubs have said, oh, we're going to sell. The Anthony Rizzo, by the way, Anthony Rizzo was traded to the Yankees earlier in the night, if you're just joining us, that we mentioned that in the first hour. So the selling has already begun in droves for Chicago now of the big names. But look, for the Mets, they're in need of another bat in a lineup that has not performed as well as you would have expected. Lindor is still out with that oblique. And a rotation that is, Jared Eichhoff has been DFA'd three times and still made five starts with an ERA over 10. So the Mets are in need of starting pitching. And look, Zach Davies has pitched very well recently for the Cubs. And the one thing with Davies, Adam, when he has pitched in a big ballpark in his career, especially when he was in San Diego, he pitched very well. City Field, we know, is a pitcher's park. So that would be a good fit for the Mets. And again, you're not asking Zach Davies to come in and be your number two, number three starter. You're asking Davies, along with Rich Hill, to really help out the back end of your rotation, especially while DeGrom is still out.
Well, I think the most important thing when we discuss anything with the Mets is the opportunity that's in front of them here, right? I wouldn't worry about what prospects they're trading. I wouldn't worry about any of that. The New York Mets right now are minus 310 to win the NL East. And it's a team that is so prohibitive in that division because everybody else has been so bad that if you're the Mets, why not load up right now and make a run at something? Because you know that you are likely to make the playoffs. And right now, as constructed, if we say this Mets team against the Brewers in the first round, they don't have enough. And so go and add to the team and see what you can do. The Mets have been looking for this level of contention for a few years now.
The Mets blew their opportunity to really put the hammer down on the Braves this week. Braves took 3 out of 5 in that series. And also, by the way, the Phillies and Nationals split a doubleheader earlier today. The Phillies were down 7-0 and came back and won Game 2. The Nats won what looks like to be Max Scherzer's final start as a Washington National, 3-1 in the first leg of the doubleheader. Danielle, we have a third overall pick now.
Yeah, from one of my least favorite schools, USC, but great basketball player, and I'm glad he's not playing in the Pac-12 anymore. Evan Mobley to the Cavaliers.
Evan Mobley.
Who did Jeff pick in the second round of that NCAA tournament? USC, Kansas.
Hey, look, that was my annual tournament bet on Kansas when it's clearly the wrong side and they lose by a billion. Dude, they're 3 straight tournaments now. That's happened. Evan Mobley, number 3, closed over $5 to be the third overall pick. So, again, he was plus 175 at the peak. So, if you got in early on Mobley to go 3, you did pretty well. The favorite so far cashing in the NBA draft. We're back with more as the NBA draft rolls along here on Primetime Action on MSG Plus and VSiN.
The DraftKings Sportsbook now and get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Simply download the app and use promo code VSIN to get started with the only top-rated sportsbook that matters, DraftKings. You can bet on it. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. Jeff, we have our first surprise of the evening.
Yeah, so much for our the draft's going to start at 6 nonsense then. That I was bloviating earlier before. It has not been announced yet, but when the Shams Charania is tweeting it, it's just as good as official. Jalen Suggs, it looks like he's not going to go number 4 as Adam Silver's at the podium right now.
So I can't wait to see his reaction shot.
I'll wait another 15 seconds here to tell you who is going number 4 as Adam Silver at the podium announcing the 4th overall pick, and it is the Florida State product, Scotty Barnes, who was a massive favorite to go number 5, closing nearly $5 to go number 5. Jalen Suggs closed over $7 to be number to go number 4.
And good for Suggs, giving him all the love there.
And Scotty Barnes is the first shocker of this draft, and Adam, the 1, 2, 3, 4 exactas that we thought were really good, even when laying a big price, have just gone completely out the window here.
The phone is ringing off the hook in Orlando right now, by the way, with the idea of Jalen Suggs potentially being there at number 5. If I'm Orlando, I'm running that all the way to the ground, knowing that I have 2 picks in the first 8. I think this could be really interesting.
I would trade out now if I were them. I love Jalen Suggs. I'm very perplexed by this pick from Toronto, especially with Kyle Lowry, assuming he's going to leave with his contract up. And this also, too, one other thing to look at here, Adam, there have been rumblings that Pascal Siakam might get dealt. Scottie Barnes is pretty similar to Pascal Siakam. So maybe it's not just Kyle Lowry that doesn't return to Toronto this for the next season.
Well, what's interesting to me is looking at this pick with Scottie Barnes, Jeff, doesn't this feel to you like Toronto is signaling a rebuild? Like, to me, if you draft Suggs, if you think you still have a chance to compete with the roster that's there and you want someone to distribute the basketball, but this feels to me like what you just said. If you take Siakam out, you're rebuilding from the bottom with a guy like Scottie Barnes, who, again, had his moments this past year for Florida State, but has been a real riser here over the last few weeks.
Again, it was a question of if he would even go 5. before this. And who knows, maybe this is a great job by the Orlando front office to throw the smokescreen up and basically force Toronto's hand to take Scotty Barnes here at four when, obviously, again, I know the Raptors had the pick in front of them, but you do see from time to time, if you think you can get a guy a little bit later, you trade back a few picks, but they wouldn't have been able to. The love for Barnes by Orlando ended up being true.
Well, Jalen Suggs becomes the odds-on favorite here, right, for the next pick. I'm seeing some places that had showed Scotty Barnes up as high as 5-1 to go as number four pick here as we got closer to the draft closing down.
It's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy that this that we have our first surprise at number four and not number six tonight. Again, Orlando on the clock now. And look, Scotty Barnes was the big favorite at close here to go number five. So if you took a shot on a Jonathan Kuminga would be the guy I would be looking at here. If you took a shot on Kuminga at a big plus number here, Adam, you could be in pretty good shape here with a winner you did not anticipate here tonight.
No, I certainly didn't. And by the way, I'm going to dream on this as a Knicks fan for a second. If I saw Jalen Suggs still on the board here, I would have my two first round picks and probably next year's first round pick packaged up as soon as I could to Orlando, at least for an offer, because that would be a great fit in New York for Jalen Suggs. But we shall see as ESPN has gone to commercial, signaling that we'll have to wait a couple of minutes for this officially to be announced.
Look, and this is one of those two where if I were Orlando, I'd look to trade, but there is an obvious pick staring at you here with Jalen Suggs.
And according to Shams, it's done. The Magic have selected Jalen Suggs.
What a break for Orlando. Seriously. Like, just
really
ending up with, again, or we've seen the Orlando Magic go with the Scotty Barnes type for really forever. I mean, we saw it with Jonathan Isaac. We've seen it with other draft picks, but they haven't really picked an elite point guard, or at least seemingly an elite collegiate point guard, and it looks like Jalen Suggs is going to be number five. So the Magic catching a break here with Scotty Barnes going number four to the Toronto Raptors. We'll keep you updated on the NBA draft. Already a big shocker, Scotty Barnes, number four overall to the Toronto Raptors. Keep it rolling here on Primetime Action on VSiN and MSG Plus.
VSiN College Football Betting Guide is here. Start your football season on the right foot with our expert analysis and picks for conference champions, Heisman hopefuls, and playoff teams, plus power ratings for every team. Now is also a great time to get your all-access VSiN subscription, including our college and pro football betting guides, along with everything we offer for the entire football season. Get your college betting guide for only $19.99 or start your free all-access trial today at vsin.com/subscribe. Jeff.
Jalen Suggs is officially in Orlando Magic. He goes number five. And again, Jalen Suggs was a huge favorite to go number four. Goes number five. If you had an over 4.5 ticket, you were in the neighborhood of over $3 plus 300 or more on Suggs over 4.5 draft slot. And Adam, from a basketball perspective, the Orlando Magic get an absolute gift here with Scotty Barnes going one pick in front of him and now getting, at least to me, the best player in this draft other than Cade Cunningham, who played in college last year.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how he coexists with Cole Anthony. However, if you have Jalen Suggs in front of you at five, you do it unless the Magic have some sort of amazing offer to trade out of that spot, considering they also have number eight. They don't do that. They take Jalen Suggs. We said earlier tonight, sometimes teams overthink it. Jeff, to me, this is a team not overthinking it.
No, look, that's part of the deal here, and it's why I think a lot of teams picking in the lottery, Adam, when they pass on Davion Mitchell tonight, and some good playoff team gets Davion Mitchell at 20, 16, somewhere in there, or if Indiana takes him at 13, a team that at least is closer to the playoffs than a lot of these lottery teams, trust your eyes. Trust the obvious in front of you, and good on Orlando trusting the obvious in front of them with taking Suggs.
Well, things getting interesting now. We thought it was going to be where this pick here at number six is where things started. Jeff, we got a little intrigued with 4 and 5 flipping from where they were on most mock drafts and boards. And now Oklahoma City, as you said earlier, 50,000 picks over the next couple of years in this spot. James Bouknight has been the name that has been most attached to them. And we will wait to see if he goes in this spot with Golden State tied to Jonathan Kuminga next at 7.
Quick update on the Max Scherzer front. Mike DiGiovanni, who covers the Dodgers for the LA Times, confirming the report earlier, and it is getting ever so closer that this blockbuster deal between the Dodgers and the Nats that would send Max Scherzer and Trey Turner to LA is getting ever so closer, Adam. And there was one other thing that happened in Oklahoma City that would indicate that these reports are right on the mark here.
Keibert Ruiz is the number one hitting prospect for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He plays in Oklahoma City at AAA, and he was scratched from the game tonight. Now, that could just be precautionary, but it also could be a strong indication that if you're going to get Max Scherzer and Trey Turner, Jeff, you might have to give up the best prospect in your system. And for the Dodgers, there's no question about the win now mode that the Los Angeles Dodgers are in. And he is currently blocked, is Ruiz, by Will Smith in Los Angeles. So trading a catcher seems like it would be dealing from an area of surplus for Los Angeles.
And for a Washington Nationals team that has been rolling with Yan Gomes as their number one catcher, that would be a position of need for the Nats as well, Adam.
Without question, there aren't a lot of teams in Major League Baseball who are set at the catcher position beyond the Philadelphia Phillies with JT Realmuto.
Yeah, and so again, multiple moves throughout the day. The biggest one that has already happened and we know is going to happen, Anthony Rizzo traded from the Cubs to the Yankees. The Yankees have been very active the last 24 hours. Adam's giving me the finger. That means something is going
Woj
on here.
Woj and Shams with a guy that I was talking last night with Jonathan Montobel about. How about Josh Giddey rising all the way up to number 6 for Oklahoma City? The Boomers, the Aussie, going to Oklahoma City. We'd seen him rise all the way up to around number 10 or so, but wow.
Well, we knew anything could happen here at number 6. And also, I will say, I'm kind of frustrated myself that I didn't get a bet on Bouknight over 6.5 because that just didn't seem right, that Bouknight was going to rise that far. But look, Josh Giddey, the pick is officially in. We'll get Silver announcing it in a moment. But Josh Giddey was one of the biggest risers over the last 3 days, especially in betting markets, Adam.
Jonathan Givony and Mike Schmitz were on the Low Post podcast with Zach Lowe earlier this week talking about how they got a look at him. Did they with Josh Giddey working out with Australia here in Las Vegas and said that he looked absolutely outstanding, that his floor vision is great. Hard to argue. Oklahoma City needs everything. So if you see talent, go draft talent. This, by the way, is going to make the number 7 pick fascinating here because James Bouknight can help this team in Golden State right now. Jonathan Kuminga is probably more of a pick for the future. Golden State's got a really interesting choice on its hands.
By the way, the one player's draft slot that's now all of a sudden, I think, a little bit in question, even though Sacramento's still sitting there, number 9. Sacramento might get a Bouknight or a Kuminga the fall to them, which Franz Wagner was a 9.5 for most of the week with heavy juice on the under. That could be one of those, if you have a Wagner under 9.5 at that heavy juice, you should be sweating a little bit right now with this pick from Oklahoma City, as Josh Giddey is officially going to Oklahoma City now.
Minus 260 at close on the under on Josh Giddey at 10.5. And obviously that is a comfortable cash.
Easy
and obviously
cash.
You could have had that at a much better price a week ago.
Oh, Oklahoma City, the first five players went that we expected to go in the first five. We did go in the first five. The order of 4-5 was not what we expected, with Barnes going to Toronto and Suggs going to Orlando. But this is a shocker here with Giddey going all the way at number six. But again, if you had under 10.5, again, heavy juice minus 260, rocking chair winner for you for the Aussie going number six.
Well, I wonder when you see a move like this if the trade market might start to open up, especially with Orlando at 8, already having Jalen Suggs in fold and maybe doing better than they expected to do there. I'll be curious to see if Orlando holds on to that pick or not.
So now the question is, Golden State's up. We have heard all sorts of names rumored to this pick. Kuminga, Booknight, earlier on Mitchell, even though we anticipate Mitchell will not be the pick here. It'll be very intriguing to see where Golden State goes here. I think it's Kuminga, but Adam, I have no idea. I can't really read that front office.
I don't know. Booknight would be a really interesting pick here for them. I think if you are thinking long-term, it's Kuminga, because I don't know how he helps this team right now, but we shall see.
Again, the Warriors expected to get Klay Thompson back after back-to-back seasons missed because of ACL tear, Achilles tear for Klay. We'll see. Been a fun night so far in Brooklyn. Top three went as exactly as we expected. And then if you had a 1-2-3-4 favorite exacta with Suggs going number four, man, your night is not off to a fun start there in Brooklyn. Johnny Avello of DraftKings. See how his book has been doing with the draft so far. That's next here on Primetime Action on VSiN and MSG+.
Are you VIP material? DraftKings VIPs enjoy exclusive benefits, enhanced promotional offers, top-tier customer support, access to personalized contests, and more. Visit DraftKings.com/VSiN to learn more. Plus, everyone can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and new customers can get up to $1,000 as a sign-up bonus. Sign up using the promo code VSIN to claim your exclusive offer. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Must be 21 or older. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Jeff.
We'll have Johnny Avello of DraftKings in a few moments here, but Adam, it looks like the Warriors are going with the young man from the G League, Jonathan Kuminga, at number seven. Of course, a teammate of Jalen Green with the G League's Ignite, which plays right in Golden State's backyard in Walnut Creek in Northern California. So going with a raw talent here at number seven for Golden State.
Well, it's hard to question much about the way this franchise operates with the way they've put this roster together over the years, Jeff. And so Jonathan Kuminga has been a guy with a huge reputation for the talent, but there are still pieces of the game developing for him, and we'll see how it works out.
Also, the Yankees have officially announced the Rizzo deal. That is officially complete. So Anthony Rizzo now will go from Chicago to New York. Market three to market one for Rizzo. Vizcaino and Alcantara going the other way to Chicago. But the Yankees, again, have been very active so far for the Yankees, Gallo and Rizzo in the last 2 days. Let's get to our guy behind the book here with Johnny Avello. There we go. I always love the graphics on this show. Love it at all. Johnny Avello live here in Vegas, of course, with DraftKings. Johnny, let's just dive right in. NBA draft tonight. We got a shocker at number four with Scottie Barnes going to the Toronto Raptors instead of Jalen Suggs, who was a heavy favorite in your book to be the fourth overall pick when the markets closed a little over an hour ago. So I would imagine that was a pretty good result for you guys, that Scottie Barnes went number four.
That was pretty good. Scottie Barnes was the second, though, in the money. In the first three picks, it was Cunningham, they bet. Mm-hmm. Green, second overall pick, and Mobley, third pick. So They did good, and for the fourth pick, they had Suggs 1, Barnes 2. And for the fifth pick, they had Barnes 1, Suggs 2. So, you know, playing that, those guys were probably going to go, you know, in that order. Wasn't sure. They weren't sure if it would, you know, who'd be four and who'd be fifth, but they were darn close.
Johnny, where else are people heavily invested when it comes to this draft as we get a little bit later on here and down to the eighth pick with Orlando and beyond?
The player to be drafted in the top 10, Moses Moody. He was the 26% of the money was on him. James Bouknight, he was second player to be in the top 10. And then Franz Wagner, 20% of the money to be in the top 10. So we'll see how those go. We still have some time there. Cunningham, how about Cunningham with the first overall pick, you know, like 40% of the money. So, we took quite a bit of money early on these guys, and it held up.
Johnny, is there anyone down the board with those draft player slots that that would, if it goes against you here, would be a bad result for you at DraftKings?
I don't know for sure because I don't think it's too bad. Otherwise, I would have heard about it. So I'm gonna go. Let's go with no.
Fair enough.
Okay. Johnny, obviously it's been a huge day, not only when it comes to the draft, but for some superstars in the NBA. Russell Westbrook on his way to the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers were already fairly short. Will this affect anything when it comes to L.A.?
They're a little bit shorter now. They're 4-1 now. The Nets are still the favorite at 2-1. It sounds awful short, doesn't it? You know, we've taken a little bit of money on the Nets already, but you know, that's the price we have right now, and that's to win the NBA next year. So Lakers always are one of the top money getters for the NBA. The last 2 years, 2 years ago, they were tops. Last year, they were second. So I don't see the bettors slowing down on them this year. Looks like that's an improvement for them. Certainly is.
Johnny, just a quick update here, and then my question will actually have to do with this update. John Heyman reporting that the Scherzer-Turner blockbuster from Washington to the LA Dodgers is close. The players appear to be in place, Ruiz and Gray. So top catching prospect, top pitching prospect for the Dodgers seem to be likely, and more possibly going to Washington. The ball is in Max Scherzer's court now, if he wants to go to LA or not. So Johnny, I'll ask you this. You right now have World Series odds off the board. You have NL odds off the board. If this deal goes through, how short do you make the LA Dodgers in those markets?
Wow. We'll make them. Let's see. I'll tell you what we'll make them. We'll probably make them 240, 220, somewhere in that area.
All right, Johnny, for our MSG Plus audience, obviously interested in the Anthony Rizzo acquisition by the New York Yankees. That, of course, goes with Joey Gallo from yesterday. But the Yankees are trailing right now, both in the wild card and very much so in the division. Do you see those acquisitions having much effect on the Yankees?
We still have the Yankees at a pretty big price to win it all, we had them at 17-1. We didn't change it yesterday. We still have them 8.5-1 to win the American League. Where we did make a change was the Yankees to make the playoffs. We were sitting at no, minus 130, yes, plus a dime. That is now a pick 'em. So that's where the one change we made was. The Yankees still a bunch of games back, still out of the playoff race right now. A lot of games to catch up to win the division. So, we feel comfortable right now. And as the Yankees keep building this team, I know that we're going to take money on them. We don't mind that right now. We could use a little money on the Yankees. So we're going to hold where we are.
Franz Wagner goes number 8 to Orlando. So those top 10 tickets and under tickets on Wagner cash at a different slot than we would have anticipated. Number 9 to Sacramento is what the expectation was. But Orlando heeding to the smoke and taking Wagner at number 8. A good draft so far for the Magic. Jalen Suggs at number 5. Franz Wagner at number 8. Johnny Avello with us right now here on Primetime Actions. Of course, Johnny with DraftKings Sportsbook. And Johnny, the Olympics are entering their second week tomorrow. How has the action been so far across the board? I know your book pretty much offering every single sport there is to be there in Tokyo.
Yeah, we are doing them all. Of course, basketball is taking the most money. The one game between France and the USA, I didn't expect this, but it was the top offering of the day. As when I say offering, it was had the biggest handle of the day that day. And so basketball is certainly ruling so far. We're taking money on other events too, and some we're taking very little. Some people aren't familiar with some of the sports. But, you know, overall, I'm kind of pleased with what I'm seeing. But certainly, I knew basketball would rule, and that has been the case so far. And I believe that will be the case throughout these Olympics.
He's Johnny Avello of DraftKings Sportsbook. You see him every week here on this program and on this Thursday. And, Johnny, go enjoy the NBA draft and enjoy what has been a chaotic night in Major League Baseball as well. Thanks for being with us here.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Of course. Always good to talk to Johnny Avello. I'm Jeff Parles, Adam Candy, Danielle Avari, Ben Wilson alongside here on Primetime Action. And, boy, what an interesting night this has turned into. The NBA draft, 8 picks in. Franz Wagner, the big guy out of Michigan, the latest pick of the Orlando Magic. And, Adam, so far, I know it's early, but Orlando has done very well tonight with Jalen Suggs falling in their lap at number 5 and now taking Wagner out of Michigan at 8.
The guys who love analytics when it comes to watching college basketball absolutely adore Franz Wagner and the efficiency that he created for Michigan on the floor last year. Now we look at the situation for Orlando and say, good job, right? They didn't screw it up. You didn't overthink it. You looked at 2 spots where you had obvious choices in front of you, and you made those choices. This franchise is in the middle of a major rebuild, but these are 2 cornerstone kind of guys who can help.
Sacramento on the clock, and they were heavily rumored to be wanting Wagner here at 9. He's obviously not there for them, Adam. So this is a big old question mark on what Sacramento is going to want to do here at number 9, but it does appear they're going to keep the pick.
Well, if they keep the pick, really, where are you looking? Are you guy from Turkey? Is that really the pick that makes the most sense?
Sengun.
Yeah, I didn't want to screw the pronunciation of the name up, but thank you for bailing me out on that one. Yeah, because Book Knight seems to be the guy who is falling rapidly here. Obviously, a guy who had been mocked as high as 6.
Again, I never really bought the Book Knight smoke, and apparently neither have the NBA teams either. Memphis sitting next. New Orleans technically making the pick before that trade officially goes through. That was made earlier in the week. So it'll be intriguing to see what we have here over the next. Adam McCandy's hitting the table.
Woj says, I'm cashing.
Davion
Mitchell to the Kings at number 9.
Look at the Kings doing something right.
I'll take a winner video before we head out of here on this break.
Hold on a second.
No. Woj said it happened. No, kidding.
Let him announce the pick at least. Come on.
No, Dave's getting mad at him because it's not official.
Come on now.
Mad Isaiah. I'm terrified.
The ticket has not cashed yet. Has not been graded yet.
The Adam Candy reaction was so good that the clock is off by 20 seconds again here in the studio. So
yeah.
So look, I
can stop time. You have no idea how powerful I am.
Look, it looks like Davion Mitchell's going to be the pick for Sacramento. And if that's the case, the Kings have done something very well tonight. A phrase we really normally don't say on draft night for the Sacramento Kings. We roll along. There are more NBA draft talk here on Primetime Action on MSG Plus and Visa.